You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's stillbirth rate is 2,200 babies a year. So far this year, 1,200 newborns were lost in this way, and experts predict another 900 will be stillborn by the end of the year. The rate isn't dropping, and it hasn't in the last 30 years. Molly Sarafov is just one of many mums going through this pain. She recently lost her son, Hunter.
So I had a really great pregnancy. Everything was fine. And then my son was ended up being stillborn at 38 weeks. I worked up right up until 38 weeks and finished work. And then it was over the weekend that I kind of felt, oh, something was a bit off. So I ended up going in, and that's when they told me that it actually already passed. And then I had to obviously give birth to him. I ended up with an emergency cesarean. And it was really hard.
Stillborn babies are those who die after 20 weeks or more of pregnancy. Deaths that happen earlier in a pregnancy are classified as miscarriages. For a third of all stillbirth cases at full-term pregnancy, the cause of the baby's death remains unexplained. Ms. Sarafov says it's something you never expect to happen to you.
I actually have a high BMI, so my pregnancy was a little bit more higher risk, but not throughout the whole pregnancy, everything was fine. So everything was A-OK. So with a higher BMI, there is increased risk of stillbirth, which I was aware of. But up until that point, everything was fine. So it was kind of those things where, like, I did know the risks, but you just weren't expecting it to happen to you.
Dealing with and overcoming the pain is an area that needs more research and support. Co-CEO of support and research group Red Nose Australia, Jackie Mead, says it's something that's very hard to talk about.
I think the normal ways that we grieve don't work with a baby. If we think about a wake, we think about telling stories about the relationship we had with that person. There might be a wry smile and we make a joke. But with a baby, and particularly, you know, a loss during pregnancy, nobody has that relationship except for perhaps for the parents. And therefore, we're all at a loss around what to say and how to deal with it.
She says society needs to keep learning and keep trying to best support parents going through this.
We know from bereaved parents that the thing that they want more than anything else is to be listened to hear their baby's name, and I guess the opportunity to withdraw while they grieve, but to then be able to re-engage with their family and with their community when they're ready. So they really want people to keep reaching out, even though they might be getting lots of no's along the way.
For Molly Sarafov, it's about breaking the misconception that miscarriages and stillbirth are a taboo topic.
Actually finding out just how common it is and just how much it is not talked about. So, like, 6 babies in Australia every day are stillborn, yet it's not something that's, often talked about. So there's still, like, almost like a stigma to it, like a taboo topic. So there's just not enough common knowledge about it, I guess.
Ms. Mead agrees.
So with that in mind, it's become a hidden tragedy within Australia, and that's meant we haven't put the focus on reducing the rates over time. We know that some stillbirths absolutely can be prevented, and there are others at the moment that can't. So the first thing is around education and talking about these things and busting some of the myths.
Despite 1 in 135 pregnancies that reach 20 weeks in Australia ending in stillbirth, researchers are still not clear on what causes these tragedies. Ms. Mead suggests an increase in the number of autopsies done, despite that being a hard choice for families to make.
One of the other issues in terms of research is that autopsy rates across Australia need to increase significantly. And we know that's an incredibly difficult decision for families to make at the time that they've just lost a baby. But it's only with the information that we gain from autopsies that we're going to find the causes.
Ms. Sarafov says support from other women who have been through similar situations has meant a lot to her.
It's really hard. 1 in 4 women have a loss of some kind, whether it be miscarriage, stillborn, infant death. And it's just really hard. But all the women around me have been so supportive. I do have a few close friends who have suffered, you know, miscarriages, and an auntie who's also had a stillbirth. So it's kind of like they've given me a lot of advice and been able to talk through a lot of different things with me. When I left the hospital, I was offered to see counsellors and social workers if I needed it. And I've actually reached out to Red Nose, and they've obviously offered all their counselling services and told me about their hotlines that you can call if needed.
However, accessing help during a pandemic is a challenge.
And it's really hard now, especially being home in lockdown and can't go anywhere. There's like absolutely no sense of normal. And my poor husband's not able to work at the moment because of the lockdown, so we're just kind of stuck at home.
Ms. Mead says it's also affecting the normal support structures like extended family.
And we certainly know that, you know, midwives and doctors are doing everything that they can, but in our efforts to reduce the numbers of people that are entering hospitals, one of the impacts has been on people who've had stillbirths, where perhaps only dad has been allowed in. And that means that grandparents and family friends haven't even had the opportunity to meet that baby and hold that baby. And it just makes it so much more difficult for the family to then connect with those normal supports and have them engaged in the process of grieving and understanding what a beautiful baby it was.
For many people, accessing support and information means overcoming language barriers, cultural differences, and being separated from close family and friends. With borders closed, Ms. Mead says supporting these families within Australia is crucial.
So Red Nose has a 24/7 phone line that is available and can include interpreters, and we are happy to speak to anybody who has suffered the loss of a baby. We know that so often people don't have the family around them and the supports that they need. There are also translated resources available on the SANS website that can be very helpful in giving people a starting point in their grief and in that journey.
For families struggling with the loss of a baby, Ms. Sarafov has a message of hope.
Even as hard as it is, there is the other side. I would just recommend getting to know your babies. I obviously knew something wasn't right. That's why I went to the hospital. But they say that they recommend doing kick counts and just getting to know your baby. And if you think that something isn't right, seek help.
And if this story raises concerns for you or anyone you know, you can contact Red Nose Grief and Loss Support Line on 1300 308 307 or Lifeline on 131114. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.